Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the show today. Well, this is Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in another morning. So we're here each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., bringing you topics to empower, to motivate, to encourage you in your journey as an entrepreneur, as a leader, and as a person. So there's much that we could say about the whole entrepreneurial scene right now. There are many things happening for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are on fire, and they are taking it definitely up a few notches, you know, for many reasons, partly because some people can't find jobs, and some partly because some are coming into that age where they want to start their own business, run their own life, be their own boss. And then you have individuals who are just curious how they can make it, or they have an idea that they want out there. Well, we're here to help you with that. But this morning and every Tuesday morning, we have a special co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin, who brings you a topic to empower you through books. So he has a program out there, Sexy at 60, where he's going around and interviewing people and looking at their spectacular lives and how they're doing so much, 60 and beyond, and how they're doing so much at their age, and that 60 is not too old. And 60 really is the new 40 for sure, no doubt. People are living longer, living better, and they want to continue to do that, and others want to know how to do that. So his documentary will show you these, highlight these people, give you their background, and share with their wisdom and their tips and strategies on how they're doing it. So without further ado, I present to you Professor Terry Benjamin for his topic of the week. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you doing? I tell you, Lisa, it's really a pleasure listening to you introduce me. I mean, I'm sitting behind, I'm blushing. You're doing so well. You know, it's so funny, you know, as you go through life, you don't really, I guess you don't really take time to reflect on what you've done or, you know, what you've done in the past, because I'm like you, man. Every day is a new beginning, and I tend to forget what I did yesterday because what I have to do today is so much more exciting. But it all, I guess, is like building blocks. Every block sort of really builds on the next one, and then we find ourselves at a certain point in our life. But again, so happy to be on the radio this morning with you, and so happy to be in a position to share some of the things that I really feel very passionate about. Because I think in the finals, it's really about passion, and I think we are blessed that the kind of work that we do is the work that we love. And it's really kind of easy to get up in the morning early, I get up at 5 o'clock and start my day. And if a lot of people say, "Oh, that's too early," but you know what? When you're passionate about life, when you're passionate about what you do, you don't mind getting. As a matter of fact, you can't wait to get up because there's so much to do. So I just want to say good morning to you. I want to say good morning to our listeners, and I hope that what I have to offer today is something that you really need. I know a lot of times you might listen to different radio programs and even watch different programs. And then sometimes there's a program that you watch and you see this program is just for me. This is what I really need at this time. So I hope that the program that I offer today is a program that you, the listener, really need at this time in your life. And I hope that this program, like Lisa said, sets you on fire and then make you be that entrepreneur that you always knew that you could be. I mean, the tools are here, and I just want to share them with you and give them to you this morning.
Wonderful. Well, we would love to have them and love to hear them. thank you.
And so go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I said take it away.
Okay, right. Thank you. So what I want to do really is just hit the book. The book is exciting. And it's so funny because a lot of these books are, most of my, I try to stay current, you know, up to date and that kind of thing. But sometimes I like to go back to the classics. And this book that I'm getting ready to talk about was actually published in 2009. But I find that as a bookseller, as a publisher, as an author, I find that the book that you haven't read is really a new book for you, whether it be published in 2013 or 2009, like this book or whatever. So this book is really a book that I've read several times, but it's always close to my heart. And it's a book by one of my favorite authors, a gentleman named Brian Tracy, who is from Canada, and he's just been doing this kind of work for years, traveling around, doing motivational speaking and doing seminars for different companies, and really being very successful at this. And this book that I'm getting ready to speak about is called Reinvention, How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. Again, Reinvention, How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life by Brian Tracy. And this book is really great because what it does, it helps understand that, you know, it is all about reinvention, you know. I said in a little promo, I said we got to know when it's time for Clark Kent to become Superman. It's never too late to become the person you were meant to be. And I really believe that. I think a lot of people say, well, you know, you're too old or you're too young or the time is not right. But I think that any time is right, any age is right, if you have the tools. And so what I want to do is give you some of the tools to do that. And the first thing I like to do is basically look at the end of the book. I've got a habit of, you know, sometimes when I do these presentations, start with the end and work back to the beginning. But the end is really good in this book because he asks a simple question. The subheading is, what you do now, okay? And that's a question because a lot of us have these tools. A lot of us have this teaching. A lot of us have all the things that we need, but we don't move on it. You know, we get this information and we just sort of sit and we let it pass by, but we don't move on it. We don't go to the next step. And in the book here, he says here, and I quote, "We are living in the greatest time in all of human history. There are no limits to what you can accomplish except for the limits that you place on yourself. Your job is to become one of the most productive people in your field. Your goal is to develop the reputation for being the person who, when anybody wants or needs something done, gets the job done. Your job is to be the most productive and most valuable person in your business or organization. Your job is to get paid more and promoted faster. Your job is to have a wonderful life, and you do it by managing your time well and continually increasing your productivity. When you do this, you can become a great success at whatever you do at any point in your life. Reinventing yourself is easily within your grasp." And this is from Brian Tracy from the book Reinvention. And I love this passage, Lisa, because he tells us basically that whatever we want is in our hands. You know, it's up to us. And it's really so great because, you know, because it's up to us, it's something that we can do or not do. But I know that we have people out here in the audience who are entrepreneurs, but they want to take it to the next level. And I think the whole concept of reinvention is the way to go. And when I say reinvention, I'm not saying to become someone that you're not, but reinvention is to become the person that you need to be, do what you need to be need to be done. I know for myself, I could not do the job that I'm doing right now if I didn't change in many very profound ways. I mean, I had to really learn to do things that I never thought that I would do, but it's something that I really, really want to do. And you look at the example of Brian Tracy. Here's a man who really started out very young thinking that what he wanted is not what he had. And so what he had to do is he had to actually reinvent himself, become somebody different. As many times, I know you as well as myself, and we grew up with people in the area, and they've seen us grow in many different ways. And sometimes they ask us, now, how did you accomplish what you accomplished? You don't seem like the same person. Well, it's true, because you know what? We are not the same person. We are different. But the thing that I think separates those people from you and I and other people who are successful in what they do is the fact that we always look toward the future. See, a lot of times, a lot of people get sort of bogged down in the past, their past mistakes, their past actions, their past habits, and their past abilities. But if we look toward the future, we can see such a wide range of possibilities because, you know, the future is unlimited. I like what he says here in the book. He says that future-oriented people have a special attitude. They believe that their happiest moments and most satisfying experience lie in the future, waiting to be created or enjoyed. They look forward to the future like a child looks forward to Christmas. I can hardly wait. We're living in the very best time in all of human history. It has never been more possible for more people to earn more money, enjoy a higher standard of living, and live longer, healthier lives than it is today. If anything, these conditions will only improve in the years ahead. The average lifespan in America today is about 80 years. As people become more knowledgeable and sensible about health habits, diet, nutrition, and exercise, they can comfortably expect to beat the average to live to be 90 or even 100 years old in good health. And that's the key. Not just living longer, but to be in better health. And we control that through our nutrition, through our exercise. I mean, the lifespan for our parents was not 80. You know, it was more like 60. You know, most people retired at 60 because at that age in the past, they were burned out. They were finished. You know, they couldn't work even if they wanted to. And many of them had disabilities that prevented them from working. But now, because of our health habits, because of our diet, because of our nutrition, and because of the fact that we do exercise, that we have the ability and the promise to live to be 90 or even 100 years old. And not only to live that long, but to be in good health. Because you know what? He says here, and I love it, and he talks about the new 65. He says here that many people approaching their 50s or 60s are worried about not having enough money set aside to retire comfortably. But don't worry. Today, 75 is the new 65. I got to read that again because this is so funny. He said, today, 75 is the new 65. The average person today is often in excellent mental and physical condition at the age of 65. The average person can look forward to working productively and profitably for another 5 to 10 years. A person who is 50 years old today is only halfway through his productive work life. You can have more time than you think. This is all the more reason for you to examine your life and begin thinking about reinventing yourself for the decades ahead. So again, we have this ability to reinvent ourselves, to go on and to be that person that we want to be. And he says here, your ability to stand back and take a long look at your life and then to reinvent yourself can so dramatically improve your health, have this level of satisfaction that it may be one of the most important things that you ever do. And so we have to take time to sit back and to look at our lives and to find out what we really want to do. And I think really at this particular time, no question of becoming an entrepreneur, I don't even think that's a choice anymore. I think everybody has to have something, even if it's just, you know, flea markets are very important right now, are very popular. People go to these flea markets and they get, you know, some slightly used things that people are throwing out, and they get a chance to get these things, and they get a chance to use these things again. And I think it's the same way with our abilities. We have the opportunity to really look at what we've done before and decide, well, you know what, I want to do it a little differently, you know. But I guess the biggest thing here, and it says in the book, is, and the question that he asks in chapter 2, he says, who are you? He says here that self-knowledge or self-awareness is the starting point and the basic requirement of self-acceptance and self-esteem. The more you know and understand yourself, who you are and how and why you think and feel the way you do, the more capable you are of making better decisions in every area of life. Recent surveys of older people, especially those who have passed the 100-year mark, asked them what they would have done differently if they could live their lives over again. The answer was quite consistent. The first thing these older people said was that they would have taken more risk and tried more things. They wouldn't have played it safe so much, but would have ventured to new jobs, activities, and relationships. They wouldn't have been so concerned with the possibility of failure or the criticism of people around them. They would have taken more chances. The second most common answer was they would have worried less instead of being continually preoccupied with money, matters, health, family situation, and work concerns. They would have been more relaxed and realized that many of their most pressing concerns eventually have resolved themselves and were not important at all. And the third thing, and the most important common response to older people looking back on their lives, was that they would have taken the time to stop and think more about what was really important to them. They would not have allowed themselves to become so busy and caught up in life for so many years that they never thought about what they really wanted. And looking back, they saw that almost everything they had done was a response or reaction to the demands of other person or situation. Other people's decisions and demands had already shaped their lives. And so, again, you know, we can look back and we can say, you know, have that a complete examination of ourselves. And he really goes into a lot of things in terms of just telling us how we can do this, asking ourselves different questions and doing surveys. And, again, I think that he really hits on the head. He says that the value, the questions that we ask, would determine our life. It says here that most people will never ask or answer these questions in their entire lives. Your answers help you think better and more constructively about your past and present, and then to give you insights into your future. And like I said, that most successful people I know are people who are really future-oriented, and they ask themselves questions. Like, for example, think back. What was the happiest moment of your life? Question 2, what do you most enjoy doing in your spare time? Question 3, what advice would you give your child or close friend who wanted to be successful in your field? Question 4, what is your best talent or skill? What are you really excellent at doing? Question 5, what one quality would you most like to develop in yourself? Question 6, what is the most important business lesson you have ever learned? And question 7, what is the most important personal lesson you have ever learned? And then these questions really help you to decide what you want. And the answers would help you really develop a path to your success. And so when we talk about the whole thing about your ideas and your thoughts, and, you know, I always talk about a book that I enjoy very, very much, and I talk about it mostly every day, is a book about thinking. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And he talks about the power of thought. In this book by Brian Tracy, Reinvention, he talks about the power of thought. He says that if you do what other successful people do in any field, you eventually get to the same results they do. The virtue of no limits. Perhaps the most important application of the law, which is one of the foundation principles of all religion, philosophy, metaphysics, psychology, and success, is this. Thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts are creative. Whatever you think about emotionally, positive, or negative, these things may hold you back. But the thing is that because your thoughts are creative, whatever you think about emotionally, positive, or negative, creates a force field of energy that moves you toward your goals and moves the goals toward you. And he talks about the law of expectations. When I talk about my Sexy at 60 philosophy, I say it's about passion. I say it's about excellence. I say it's about attitude. I say it's about creativity. And I say it's about expectations. And I found for myself, Lisa, that expectations, I think more so than anything else, has really, really fueled my passion. I mean, it's really pushed me forward. Like I said, I have grandchildren now, and I think about their lives and how I want their lives to be, and I look forward to seeing them graduate from college. I look forward to seeing them get their first job and seeing them make the life that I know that they can have if they want to. And so these law of the expectations become so important. It says here in Brian Tracy's book, it says here, the law of expectations says that whenever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. I want to say it again. Whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. And he goes on to say, in other words, your innermost beliefs and convictions shape your expectations and cause you to approach the world in a manner consistent with them. If you expect to be successful, happy, and prosperous, and popular, you will act in a way consistent with those expectations. And that will become your self-fulfilling prophecies. You're always telling your own fortune by the way you think and talk about the way things are going to work out for you. Successful people develop an attitude of positive expectations no matter what is happening around them. As a result, they are more positive and effective in everything they do. They make more money, are happy with their lifestyle, and more popular than people with negative attitudes and beliefs. And the last thing that I want to talk about, and just to bring you back in on the conversation, is the law of attraction. This law has been so popularized in the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. But the law of attraction is something that, although I didn't know what it was something that that got in my life. And as I moved toward my life, making the decision or the realization that I wanted to be a writer and tell my mother that I wanted to do so. And as I moved through my life, I attracted things that made this all possible. And so the law of attraction is so important. I want to end this discussion with this from Brian Tracy's book, Reinvention. He says here, the law of attraction says that you are a living magnet. You invariably attract into your life the people, circumstances, and resources that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts, especially those thoughts magnetized by the power of emotion, either positive or negative. One of the greatest dangers of experiencing a sudden reversal or unexpected transition in your life is that you can very easily interpret the experience in a negative way. When you do this quite innocently, you set up a force field of negative energy that attracts even more negative experiences into your life. This is the meaning of the saying, when rains, it pours. These principles have been taught for more than 5,000 years and are the foundations of the thinking of many of the greatest men and women in history. And so he says here, the bottom line is of these laws and principles is this: you become what you think about most of the time. This is an astonishing idea for most people, especially people whose general tone of thinking is negative or critical. People don't want to believe that their own mental attitudes are largely responsible for most of their problems in their lives. The good news is the only thing in the world that you can control is your own thinking. When you discipline yourself to keep your thinking focused on what you want and all the things that you don't want, you remain positive, optimistic, and in control of your life. You ask successful, happy people about their habitual ways of thinking, you find that they are almost always, thinking about what they want and how to get it. By the law of substitution, which says that you can substitute one thought for another, when you think about what you want and how to get it, you immediately become positive and focused, and all the negativity disappears. You think with greater clarity, make better decisions, and take more effective actions. You get better results. The achievement of positive results triggers the release of endorphins in your brain, nature's happy drug. The more positive and happy you feel about your accomplishments, the more endorphins are released, and the happier and more positive you become. This then motivates you to do even more positive and constructive things, which gives you an even better result. Results in a positive process over again. That's why people say nothing succeeds like success. And so again, you're talking about success for our entrepreneurs, for our entrepreneurs now, for our future entrepreneurs. And again, I think books are tools to get you where you need to go. And so the book that I've talked about this morning is entitled Reinvention, How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life by Brian Tracy. And at least, again, this is a gentleman who has written many, many books. And every book I've read that he's written has definitely made a difference in my life, because I don't just read these books, but I try to apply these books with positive action on my part, because it's like somebody having $1 million. If they just sit on that million and never invest it in other ventures, never fund different organizations that they have a belief in, this money never really multiplies to the point where that million can become even more millions and can even add up to a billion. And so again, I'm giving you the tools, but you have to take the next step, which is action. Because you know what? The Bible says it very, very well. Faith without works is dead. I have the faith that we could all be successful, but we have to put in the work. And I think this book, reading this book, applying this book, to help you do that. Again, the book is Reinvention, How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. And it's by one of my favorite authors, Mr. Brian Tracy.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, make the rest of your life the best of your life. Absolutely. That letting us know that our latter will be greater than our past. And yes, we can, the latter rain, the harvest that comes from the latter rain, I believe the farmers know something about that. And so it just speaks volumes to this journey that we've been talking about and the power of that positive mind and, you know, wrapping everything up together and everything building on each other. Power of intention, the power of attraction. It's in everything that we do. It's in everything that we, you know, or in everything that we go through. We see it happening, whether you're a parent and stay-at-home parent, or whether you are entrepreneur, or you could be a student, you could be an employee, whatever it is you're working on, these principles apply, and you can apply them. So we're glad that you brought this one. It's a very powerful reinvention. We need a lot of that right now. A lot of
And it's so funny, yeah, because the funny thing about it is that everybody, you know, does it. You know, we do. I mean, when you go shopping for clothes, you know, you see a little outfit that you like. I mean, that becomes a new part of you. You know, and I think we need to look at life at that. It is something that, you know, even if you're unemployed, as quiet as it's kept, you know, you are the CEO of your life. You know, and so it's really what you make it, really.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's certainly something that we believe in, that we talked about this on another broadcast, but you're an entrepreneur of yourself. You are the business. So some people would say, well, I don't need to tune into that show. It's only for entrepreneurs. But guess what? You are an entrepreneur of yourself.
That's right.
You are your business. And you can run your life as well as some wonderful and great CEOs do. And we got to get this message out here. I mean, you know, Facebook is becoming like the television news, where every day news, you know, got so negative. And with all the various murders and what have you. And now Facebook is becoming like that. I mean, for the past week, every day, there's been more murders. And I'm talking about right in New Jersey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really, really, I read one lady's post, and she left. She packed up and moved away.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, like, you know, we live in some very scary times, and that's why, you know, I think, you know, again, one of the things that Brian Tracy Pussy makes in his book is that, you know, sometimes we got to look at the future that we want for ourselves, and sometimes people can't do this. But, you know, as kids, we had a great imagination. We can imagine different things for ourselves, but as adults, sometimes we forget that. But the point is that if we imagine a future for ourselves, which has nothing to do with what's going on in the world today, imagine that future ourselves, and what he says is that imagine that future, and imagine so strongly that if it was today, this is what you would be doing. This would be the car that you're driving. This would be the house that you want to walk into. This would be the vacation that you would want to have. This would be the friends that you would have. See that so strongly, and what you do is that you back up and you work toward that particular reality. I like what Dan Hardy said. He's a publisher of a Success magazine, and he said, you know what? I can't control the world, but I can control my world. And our world is our thoughts, is our feelings, and our emotions. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to, and it's so funny, you know, people talk to me, and a lot of times, you know, they see me reading a lot of newspapers and magazines and that type of thing, but sometimes I take a break for that. Sometimes, maybe for a couple of days, I won't read any newspapers or magazines or even look at the news because I'm so busy writing something or developing a project that I'm on. And it's not so much I isolate myself, because I always believe that what I need to know, it will definitely come to me. But sometimes we got to almost go on a diet for media, go on a media diet. You know, go on a 5-day media fast where you're not going to watch any TV, you're not going to listen to the news, you're not going to watch newspapers, you're going to read the newspapers and that kind of stuff. And just sort of clear your mind, because I think that in the final analysis, what we want as success, what everybody sees as success, is really peace of mind. You know, peace of mind, no worry, no anxiety. That's why vacations are so beautiful, because we get a chance to get out of our routine, and we get a chance to really experience the peace and serenity that we love. I remember when I used to go to church many years ago, I thought that church and worship was just one day a week, so I would get everything for that Sunday, and I would feel so good in that Sunday. But then Monday morning was a different thing. But I found out that, you know what, that the feeling that I get in church, the feeling that I get in the spiritual connection with my brothers and sisters in that particular environment can be spread throughout the week if I stay plugged into those thoughts, those principles, those ideas that really had energized me on that Sunday and made me feel as such peace. I mean, we have that ability to take that feeling and spread it all over ourselves and carry that feeling through the week, you know. And sometimes I carry it so well that people look at me and say, "Well, you know, did you lose weight? Are you on a special diet? I mean, you seem so happy, you seem so serene." Well, it's because, you know, I take that feeling, that spiritual feeling, that whole feeling, that complete feeling, you know what, and I carry it with me all through the week. I don't just wait for Sunday to holler and shout and worship. I do it every day in different kinds of ways. And so that's what happened. And that's why a lot of times people don't understand, you know, we have more control of our lives than we really realize, you know. Like Brian Tracy said, you know, we have control over our thinking. We can control that. We can't control anybody else, but we can control ourselves, and we exercise that self-discipline. So I know the world is, and you know what, the world in a whole is in a pretty bad shape. But you know what, we've gone through worse times and we've come out okay. I mean, there's always threats to our national security, but you know what, you know, we got God on our side. We got somebody. I mean, you know, no problem is too big for Him. And if we, a lot of times, just take these problems and put it on Him, you know, and say, you know what, I'm going to put this in your hands, and I'll do what I can to work along with you, but you know what, I know that you have the master plan. And when you think about life like that, man, you know, all the problems that you have are very, very small, you know, because you know what, oh, they say, you know, one of the sayings of the world, you know, if it doesn't kill you, guess what, it makes you stronger. And you got to be strong to be an entrepreneur, because that's a faith-based thing, man. You got to have the faith that, you know what, you're going to make the sales, you're going to make the money, you're going to make the connection that you need to make your life the best life that it can be. So yeah, you know, it's scary out there, you know what? But we're strong, you know, and we have the idea that the future is ours to get in the way that we want to get it. So I mean, I know things are maybe not the best, but I don't worry about it too much, you know, because there's so much we can do, but then again, there's so much that we can do.
That's, yes, I you know, I was just thinking about some people, how if they could only put the guns down and pick up the book.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, and that's simple, but I think, again, it comes down to the whole thing about people being exposed to something better. Because, again, if you keep on looking at the same thing over and over again, it's going to seem the same thing. But then you got people out here like yourself and the people that we associate who are just really about, you know, just having a better life. I mean, we're not trying to, you know, it's so funny. You know, people talk about money and riches and whatnot. I think most people who do become rich don't set out to become rich. They set out to do the thing that they love to do, like Bill Gates. You know, here's a man who had loved computers. He didn't go to college. He didn't receive a degree in this area, but he worked in what he loved to work in. And guess what? It happened, you know. It's so funny. In the book, Brian Tracy talks about the pursuit of happiness. He says here, the United States is remarkable in history because it is the first country to draw up a Declaration of Independence and a written constitution that puts individual at the center of all political activity. The Declaration of Independence says we hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, again, it's in the Constitution. It is our birthright, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. And I tell you now, if you're happy, that's all that really matters, because that says to me that, you know, you are on the right track. You know, when you're sad, obviously there's things that are wrong, but when you're happy, when you have that happiness within you, I mean, nobody can take it away from you. And that's why a lot of times, you know, I tell people, you know, if you want to be rich, be happy. You know, be happy in what you do. Because if you're happy in what you do, everything else will come to you. I mean, it's the law of attraction. As you move toward the things that you love, you attract the things that you need. I mean, a lot of times I started with different projects. Like we were doing this film festival that we're going to do in October, which we'll talk about a little later on as we near it. I mean, the whole thing about the film festival, I didn't know these people from Texas, from North Carolina, from Virginia and whatnot, but we just put the idea out there. We said that, you know what, churches should make movies. I mean, you're talking about Hollywood and what Hollywood is not doing. Well, Hollywood is not there to make you happy. Hollywood is there to make money for the people that come to the movies that they make. If you want an alternative, you might have to do this yourself. And so the whole concept of churches making movies, churches actually making feature films, sort of took off. And me and my partner, LaVon, we just seemed to, for some reason, got into the middle of this. And now we have so many films that we're looking at films like for 2014, because we have too many films to show for 2013. And the thing that makes me laugh is that the whole thing is that it didn't take any money to get it started. It didn't take any money to secure the hotel. It didn't take any money to attract these filmmakers. It didn't take any money to get the volunteers that we have right now. So the thing is that you got to understand that once you move toward the thing that you want, you will find a lot of help along the way, but you really have to really, you know, put it out there. Like Brian Tracy says here, and I love this thing, he says here, fish where the fish are. So there are thousands of jobs available at any time in any economy, no matter what the economic situation. Even in times of high unemployment, really more than 90% of people are working and earning a good money. Most anyone who is really serious about getting and keeping a job can do so. There are no limitations. There are thousands of jobs around you that need to be done right now. And so, again, like I said, fish where the fish are. You know, look at what industry needs people. And you go to that. I mean, you don't go to a place where there's no fish. You go to a place where you can get the fish, and you put your rod in there, and you bring back what you want. But you know what? A lot of people don't see it as that. They think that, you know, you get a job by just wishing for it. And he says here, and I love it. He says here, there are three C's to getting a job. They are contacts. They are credibility. And they are competence, okay? You have to have the context. You have to network, okay? You have the credibility. Can you do the job? And the last thing is competence. And the final analysis is how good you are and how good you have been in your previous job that will determine, more than anything else, how good you will be perceived at the job under consideration. And that's why people like to hire people who already have jobs, because this is a person that is out there doing what they need to do, and they are out there doing it every day. A lot of times, you know, when you get out of the job market, you know, you sort of, your skills become very lax, and the things that you used to do, you can't do them as well because you're out of practice. But that's why I say, you know, Lisa, I always tell my students, find what your passion is, because if you find your passion, you find your path, you find your life, because you're always going to do your passion. I'll always find time to read and to write and to go to movies and spend time with my wife and my family and my sons and my daughter. I'll always find time to do that. That's a no-brainer. But, again, that's the way we have to live our life, you know, live with passion. And once you find that passion, you find your life. And reinvention is not so much being somebody that you're not, but reinvention is becoming a person that you know that you were determined to be. And like I said before, reinvention, how to make the rest of your life the best of your life. And even at age 63, I really believe in my heart of hearts that for me, the best is yet to come. And I think for anybody out there, you know, no matter what your life is now, no matter how good it is now, you know what? The best is yet to come.
the best is yet to come. So that's a wrap, but awesome. Thank you. So true.
Thank you.
I'm going to take these suggestions and these nuggets of wisdom and apply them. It's good stuff. And so we thank you for coming and sharing with us again on All About Entrepreneurs. And, you know, we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep our, as Dr. Alvin Perry would say, keep our feet in the game.
Yes.
Go out here and make it happen for ourselves and for others. And just thank God that, you know what, he gives us another opportunity to move closer. You know, I like that about, you know, your passion, and it shows you your path. And that's what we're about, tapping into our passion, our purpose, and being prosperous. So thank you again for listening, for you tuning in to the broadcast. Thank those who are sharing this information with other people. And we are looking for some awesome, awesome, and wonderful things. Don't forget, you can contact Professor Terry Benjamin about any of the things he's mentioned on Facebook. You can, from there, you can get information about his other projects that he has, that he's working on. If you have a movie, or if you want to make a movie or a book or publish a book, you can certainly contact him, and he can show you the next steps. So we're excited. And I look forward to you being back here tomorrow morning for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Again, go out, make it happen today. Do something to move you one step closer to your goals and your dreams and your destiny. Until then, have a great day, Terry.
Same to you. Same to you.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Have a wonderful day at school. Hopefully I'll run into you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.